Welcome, folks, to this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast right here. You're listening in, and we have Bill Elliott Racing's most recent winner. It's the driver of the number 19 Ford, Casey Roderick. And Casey, you've had a great season, lots of bridesmaids, second place, third place finishes, and finally you get to drive that car into victory lane. Tell us about what it's like to finally get that first victory of the year.
Well, it's really, really exciting to get that first win. I've been trying for a year now to get that first win, and I've got us a car that we can do that with, and I feel like we're heading in the right direction. Make a few changes here and there, and I think we'll be on top even more in the future.
And you said make it a few changes. You must have made some changes to that entry after, you know, first of all, you had to get a new race car after, I think that's what Trey Poole, I believe, told me, your teammate, after some on-track skirmishes with your teammate Chase Elliott down at Cordele. But also, you had to make changes after that bad Lanier race on July 3rd, where both you, Trey, and Chase, all three of y'all, struggled. So tell us a little bit about what you had to do to the race car and prepping that new car.
And we're real close on fine-tuning that thing, and hopefully here in a couple of weeks we'll really be on top of it. And my crew chief, Jim Barfield, he does a good job of tuning the car for me and prepping it. But just maintaining that shop, just keep everything intact and service everything, and go over some setup problems with your crew chief and all, and work everything out.
And share with us kind of how you, if you, as I assume you do, share information with Chase. He's got his crew chief, Ricky, on the car, and you have that third car on the track. You've had it for the last month or two now, Trey Poole. Tell us about how you pull that information together and try to make your team better, because I guess you all are the only real multi-team out there except for maybe the Simpson crew, right?
Right. Well, you know, Ricky Turner, Chase's crew chief. Right now, Trey's kind of relying on Jim and Ricky right now for their information, and and Chase goes with a little bit different setup than I do, because it's two different cars, two different chassis, and Trey's got the same chassis as Chase, so they can kind of share the same info. But in my car, we kind of have to reach out and pull different things, and a little bit different setup on my car there. So but we all share information and try to make our cars better every week.
That's the way to do it. Do you have any other races besides the gas races on your schedule ahead? I know Chase is stepping out and going to Five Flags and doing a deal coming up pretty soon, and you've also got other things, I guess, on your plate. Tell us about those.
I know I got a race coming up at Lanier, the ASA Southeast Tour race, September 22nd, I think it is. And I'll have Hometown Community Bank on the car that night, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Sounds great. And celebrating a birthday here, this your birthday today, any big birthday plans as you go out? And no real racing this weekend. You're getting prepared for the Lanier race going August the 15th. Anything you got on the skillet for today or tonight?
Maybe go to Panama City. Not real sure about that yet, but...
That sounds like a big weekend. Well, best of luck to you, Casey, as we go ahead. We'll be checking in with you throughout the season and throughout the off season as well, seeing how the progress of both you and the number 19 team go. You're listening to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast this week. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Take care.